This was a game that, as Gus said, there were a lot of teachable moments, which you always get when you score a lot of points and you win the football game.
And it was fun watching how the Indianapolis Colts treated Allen Robinson, Sam, because they gave him a lot of attention. They put their best defensive back, Vontae Davis, on him. He only had one catch for 4 yards, and that was the touchdown, but it was an absolute thing of beauty. Last week, we saw A-Rob make a move on one guy. This week, look at the double coverage. Two guys paying attention to him, but the move still fools them both. Outstanding route by Allen Robinson and a great delivery by Blake Bortles. Let's go back. If his motion is not as tight as it is, look at Trent Cole coming from the backside. Right there, if he is long in his delivery, that ball could have been out. Could have been a sack caused fumble. Nice job by Blake by keeping it tight. Allen Hurns' long touchdown catch. When Allen releases and gets up the field, he's got a safety, Dwight Lowry, former Jaguar, buzzing over the top. I don't think he has a high expectation. The ball is coming his way. And when he sees it coming, his expectation is now, 2 weeks after sustaining a concussion, he is going to get hammered. But great concentration by Allen Hurns of concentrating on the ball and having absolutely no fear. And also, keeping the feet in bounds, the legs alive, and capping it off with the long run. Great job, Allen Hurns. I love this guy. But also, let's look at the window that Blake Bortles has to throw in. You talk about tight windows in the red zone. This is as tight as they come in a bold throw by Blake. You gotta love a quarterback who's aggressive.
You know, a lot of people might have just discounted that play, 80-yard touchdown, said, great job, Allen Hurns. But that play meant so much more. You're talking about a 24-year-old wide receiver that has absolutely no fear and has great concentration to make that play. To me, that might have been the play of the day.